You know, it's an exciting day to get back. You know, the drive over, you're like, okay, you know what all is about to come. You know, the tough practices. But then once you get on the, you know, in the facility, get on the campus, you start getting those butterflies and, you know, that energy going.
Does it at least help being a veteran and knowing what's coming?
Oh, that's a big help. I think the first couple of years are your toughest because, you know, you don't know what to expect. You don't know. You know, I mean, as a young guy, the playbook, which is another, you know, huge obstacle. So being here 5 years in the same system has been great, and really looking forward to it.
Same system, but there's yeah, obviously different
yeah,
faces.
Just, oh, yeah, different faces, and we've, you know, of course, made some tweaks to things. But that's just, you know, once you've got the solid base, you know, the ground floor done, it's just about, you know, learning the new stuff and moving on.
Terry, what's been your focus since you left OTAs over the last month?
Really, I mean, you know, Coach Smith always tells us to take a step back and disconnect for a couple of days and, you know, just kind of relax, enjoy time with family. But for me, main thing is just, you know, working on my flexibility and being able to bend and sitting on bull rushes and stuff like that.
How's your back?
Back's doing great. Hadn't had one problem with it.
Is there a heightened sense of anticipation? I mean, I know it's, you know, obviously day one of reporting day, but heightened sense of anticipation considering, you know, where you guys were able to get to last week?
Well, you know, of course, that's always in the back of our heads, but we know we take it one day at a time, one game at a time, and you know, ultimately 1 week, you know, is the next goal. So, you know, I always say you aim too far ahead, you get lost. So,
you lost a lot of leadership on the line. You feel like you're ready to kind of fill that void at that
point? You know, I feel good about it. I know the offense, and I've had great mentors like Todd McClure and Tyson Clabo and even Harvey Dahl, and just watching those guys lead and just have them mentor me as I've grown into the player I've become has been great for me. I think I'm ready to take that step.